You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
Charles Williams, one of our good friends, going to come sing a song for us this evening.
Hey, thank you.
One night while on life's raging sea, looked as if I would suffer defeat. As the blackness of night closed off the light, my heart sank with fear. My desperate cry rang out with fright. All I could see was no hope in sight. They've all but gone. I met the one who came looking for me. He came looking for me. Oh yes he did. He came looking for me. He made a way when there was no way that I could see. When I drifted far, Jesus was near to rescue my soul, calm all my fears. I'm safe from all harm since I met the one who came looking for me. Oh, Satan had already picked out my grave. Deep planet moved forward, put me away. Did anyone care that I'd soon be lost? I knew my destruction was a matter of time, but Jesus appeared, said this one is mine. I'm saved from all harm as he walked through the storm. He came looking for me. He came looking for me. He came looking for me. He made a way when there was no way that I could see. When I drifted far, Jesus was near to rescue my soul and calm all my fears. Now I'm safe from all harm since I met the one who came looking for me. He came looking for me. He came looking for me. Lord, he made a way when there was no way that I could see. When I drifted far, Jesus was near to rescue my soul, calm all my fears. Now I'm safe from all harm since I met the one who came looking for me. Now I'm safe from all harm since I met the one who came looking for me. Oh yeah.
I think old Charlie kind of enjoys that. That is great. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Luke chapter 15. If you don't and would like to turn to Luke chapter 15, that'll be a problem if you don't have a Bible. So, we have Bibles. If you'd like to have one, lift your hand and we'll see that you get one. We got some guys that'll hand you a Bible. All right. Luke chapter 15. This is a very familiar story. There's probably been more words spoken about this particular event than hardly any in the Bible, maybe. It's about the prodigal son. Now, the word prodigal never appears in the Bible, The word just means wasteful, no good. I found out this because we've taught some classes in it, and I've asked people if they knew what the word meant, and some of them never knew it was in the Bible. They'd just been called that at home. And I understood that. But literally, actually, in the 15th chapter of Luke, this is just one parable. It said Jesus spake a parable singular unto them, and he gave three parts to it. It's a parable in the first two parts of irony. The first one is that there was a lost sheep, and this guy left 99 in the wilderness to go find one. Now, he wouldn't have held a job very long working for a sheep owner. Wouldn't have done that. And then the second one was about a woman who lost one of the jewels out of her headband, and she just couldn't be still until she found it. And when she found it, she throwed a big party. Christ talking about how people get all eat up with possessions and what we will do for them. And then he moved to one that is very easy to understand, and that's where we're going to start tonight, about a lost son. So Luke chapter 16, and we're going to start reading in verse 11. And he said, and this is Jesus doing the talking, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. Evidently, they live in a little bit different culture than you and I live in. Today, if kids get anything, you usually have to wait till mom or daddy die, don't they? But in this particular culture, and we have a man here raising two sons. Don't know if the wife is deceased or what. But if they come at a certain age, they could go and say, give me my inheritance now. And now they didn't have to ask for it, because if we were to continue on with our lesson tonight, we'd find that there was an older brother that never asked for it. But the younger one, he said, give me what I got coming. And he said, and he divided unto them, both of them, the one that didn't ask, the one that did ask. When he gave it to one, he gave it to both. And there's no argument, there's no discussion, there's no rules given here. And he said, not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. Now, if you have had much of experience with hogs, you know they're not the cleanest animals in the world. When I was a young boy on the farm, we slopped hogs. We didn't have dispose of. In fact, when I was starting out, we didn't even have electricity. But I didn't have disposal and all that, but all the food stuff, we had a 5-gallon bucket, and all the food stuff, the leftovers, stuff wasn't anybody going to eat, we dumped in that bucket. And my job as a little guy was to lug that 5-gallon bucket down to the hog pen and pour it in, and that's called slopping the hogs. And they run of that stuff like it was shrimp and lobster, man. Hey. That they kind of got, you didn't want to get in their way. In fact, I stayed out of the pen. I didn't go in the pen. Just bring it up over the fence and let them have it. And here's where this kid ends up. Out there working and eating with the hogs. The Bible said he would have fain have filled his belly with husk that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. And when he came unto himself, he said, how many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe, put it on him. Put a ring on his hand, shoes on his feet. Bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and be merry. And we'll stop there and just mention a couple of three things about this young man. The first thing about him is he didn't know that he was headed for a hog pen. See, he went to party. Ended up in a hog pen. He started out for pleasure. He ends up in a pigsty. He's looking to let the good times roll. He's got his money. He's young. He's ambitious. And he's going out in the big world and make his mark. And somewhere in there, things go wrong. And he ends up in a hog pen. And many of us are familiar with the story. We went out to party, and it ended up in the emergency room. We went out to party, and it ended up in booking. We went out to party, and it ended up in something we've been trying to forget ever since. We went out to party, and things went bad, and things were said, and things were done that couldn't be undone and unsaid, and it was a miserable, miserable time. We talk about this young man and say he was rebellious, whatever you want to say. Bible doesn't say that. It just said as soon as he got his money, didn't hang around long. I can understand that. That doesn't make him bad at all. Things didn't end up like he wanted him to end up. You know, sometime, it's kind of interesting here as we read through here. How many times he said he came to something? He started, he came to his father and said, Father, give me. And then the next day, he came into the far country. And therefore, he wasted his money in riotous living. He got into that kind of lifestyle. And then he came to being in want and nothing. Nobody to put anything on his books at all. And then he came to a hog pen. But last and the best, he came to himself. Sometimes we have to take a long trip just to get to ourselves, don't we? You ever think about that? Some of the things that we do when we and we look back over them and say, why did I do that? Whatever possessed me to think like that? I was dumber than a rock. But it took a while to get there. Number two, he knew some things. He knew when he got hungry. That's pretty. You don't have to have GED to get that, do you? We know when things are going bad. Now, we can tell everybody how things are going well and how sharp we are and how on top of it we are. But we know when our life is in the pits. He knew about hunger. He also knew this. He knew how to be alone because nobody's helping him. Said nobody gave unto him. I'm sure that when they were at the party, he had a lot of friends. But after the party's over and the money's gone, I remember talking to one of the guys out here in Ector County. And he said, man, you talk to me about brotherhood and we're all together and we're all one as long as you want to. But he said, Leland, I've been in this cell 16 months and nobody's come to visit me or put money on my books. I have no allegiance to anybody when I walk out of here. I'm telling you. And sure enough, he did. See, nobody. He also knew, by the way, he knew how to fix it. He's sitting there in that hog pen and he thinks, my daddy's got servants that have got all they want to eat and some left over. My daddy's servants are doing better than me. And he said, you know what? I'll just get up and go home. And I tell my daddy, look, daddy, I know I messed up. I don't even have a right to be your son, but I will be your servant. Just let me be your servant. One of the things I liked about this, as he started out, he said, give me. And when he came back, he said, make me. What do you want, daddy? Make me. See the picture of God the Father and you and I in our rebellion? He also knew his problem. He said, I have sinned. He did not say, I think I've made a capital mistake. He did not say, I believe I have a little psychological problem. Maybe I need therapy. He said, I've sinned. And I'm going to tell you something. God still requires confession of sin. He hadn't taken that off the books before any man. One of the first steps is all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, many times we want to discuss who came the shortest. I didn't do what so-and-so did. And I'm going to tell you, you can be the biggest sinner in town and never break the law and never do anything immoral. Because the biggest sin is unbelief. He knew his problem. Now, a lot of people, like this young man, have admitted their sin. Here's the difference. He got up and did something about it. Here's the thing. He could have stayed in the hog pen feeling sorry for himself. He could have sat out there in that hog pen and said, my daddy didn't understand me. He could have sat out there in that hog pen and said, you don't realize what a rotten brother I've got. He could have sat in that hog pen and made all kind of excuses. I didn't get a fair shake. I don't have an education. This happened, that happened. Life is not fair. And I'm going to tell you what. I'm yet to find anybody that would stand up and say, you know what, life's fair. I hadn't found that goose yet. Right. Everybody knows that. We all know that. He could have stayed there. He made a decision. I will arise and go to my father. And not only did he make a decision, but he acted on it. He could sit there and said, I'm going to arise tomorrow. Probably next week, I'm going to arise and go to my father. Probably sometime this year, between now and the time I get off paper. But he said, I will rise and go to my father. And then you know what he did? He got up. He got up. He didn't sit there any longer. He said, here's what I'm going to do. And he did it. We can call him the prodigal son, but I'm going to tell you what, the kid has got some courage. He's got some guts. Because you know what he did? He came back and daddy sees him a long way off. And I know daddy had been looking for him every day. Anybody said daddy knows this. And you listen to me carefully. Daddy could have gone and got him anytime he wanted to. But it wouldn't have done any good because the kid wouldn't want him to come home. When the kid wanted to come home and daddy's watching for him and here he comes. And dad runs to meet him. And he, now, right now he can cop out. Since daddy's so glad to see him, he doesn't have to say a thing. But you know what he does? He said, I've sinned against heaven and against you, daddy. And he got them in the right order. Heaven first. Daddy second. He said, I've sinned against. And Daddy wouldn't let him finish saying, I want to be a servant. He grabbed him. He hugged him. He told the people, he said, bring the best robe, not a robe. Bring the best robe. Put shoes on his feet. Put a ring on his finger. Let me tell you, servants didn't get to wear rings. Rings were a sign of luxury. Put a ring on his finger. And notice this. It said, and they began to be merry. And if you read the rest of the story, you'll never find where it said, and then they stopped being merry. They began to be merry because, I want you to think about this for a moment. Everything that the son left to find, he found it at home. It said that Daddy gave a party. They had singing and music and a feast. And Daddy evidently was pretty well off. He's accepted him back as a son. They're going to have a great time. They're doing it right. Wasn't that what he left home for? I'm getting out of here. I'm going to party. But see, when God's in charge of the party, it doesn't end in booking. It doesn't end in a hog pen. Didn't end in problems. He said they began to be merry. He had the music. He had the good food. He found love. Instead of no man cared for him, no man gave unto him, he found the Father giving unto him. He found the Father falling on his neck and hugging him. He found the Father telling the servants, my son, which was dead, is alive again. We're going to have a party. We're going to rejoice over a soul saved. I want you to bow your heads for a moment. With heads bowed and eyes closed. Maybe that you have recognized yourself as the prodigal. Maybe these words, this scripture has spoken to you. And maybe you've even been thinking it, man, I'm tired of this hog pen. I'm tired of these problems. I don't know how many times over the years I've heard somebody say, Leland, I'm tired of this life. I'm tired of it. It is, your life is not ruined. It may be a catastrophe right now, but there's a God in heaven that can help you and bring you into the party of joy and peace and happiness like you've never known. Right now, you say, Leland, pray for me. I'm lost. I'm a long way from God. Would you just pray for me? Heads bowed, eyes are closed. Would you just slip up your hand if you want prayer? I see your hand. God bless you. And yours. 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 Yes. On the back. Yeah. In the front. You can put them back down after you lift them. Anyone else? Real quickly before we pray. Now while I'm praying, here's what I want you to do. I want you to say to the Father, Father, I've sinned against you. I trust Jesus Christ, who you said died for me, was buried and rose again to forgive my sins. I place my trust in him tonight as best I know how. I have nothing else but Jesus. I believe your word. While I'm praying, I want you to pray that to the Father. Our Father, you know the heart here tonight. And I pray that you reach down and have your own way. I can remember. Lord, I can remember standing in a little old church and hearing those scriptures and turning my life and my heart over to you. And as sorry as I've been and as rotten as I've been, I've never regretted that night that I said yes to you. So, Father, there's some folks hurting here tonight. There's some folks that are tired of all being. There's some people that need to find some joy and peace, and they need to be married. Father, would you help them step out tonight, put their faith and trust in you. Won't you stand to your feet while heads are bowed, eyes are still closed? And on the very first verse, if you've asked Christ to do that, while I was praying, I want you to step out and come down here and let us pray with you right now. Come on. I wandered far away from God. I'm coming home. Come on. You lifted your hand. Now then, come on. Yes, sir. God bless you. Come on.
The path of sin.
Come on.
Too long.
Do what God wants you to do now. Come on.
Lord, I'm coming.
You say, yeah, I know that. Will you do something about it? The son said, I've sinned. Son said, I'm going home. And he got up and went home. Come on. Say, well, I may not quite understand all that. Somebody will help you do that. We've got somebody to take the Bible and show you. It's simply trust in Christ as your Savior. Come on.
Your arms of love. Lord, I'm coming.
One more verse. No one comes, we'll be through. Coming home. Come on. What does God want you to do? Not me. Not the one standing beside you. What's God have in mind for you? Are you where you're supposed to be? Are you doing what you're supposed to do? Come on.
I now repent with bitterness.
This is it. Come on.
Home. I'm coming home. Nevermore to roam. Open wide your arms of love. Lord,
come right ahead and pray. Come right on. Just as Charles plays, a couple have come. As he plays, singing's over with, head still bowed, eyes still closed. Have you done what God wants you to do? Our precious Heavenly Father, for those that did not act for you tonight, Father, I pray that they won't rest until they do. That you will give them another opportunity. Father, you beg us, you plead for us, you have convicted us. You've drawn us, and yet many times we just dig our heels in the dirt and won't move. Father, help us to overcome our stubbornness. Thank you for those that are here. Thank you for those that did come to the front. Thank you for those that are putting their trust in you. Thank you for those that are just praying and getting their life back. Be with us. Go with us. We need your help. Thank you for those that were here. In Christ's name, Amen. Refreshment bar is open. Be sure and drop your card in the purple box. We have some literature there if you'd like to get that and have some good reading. Pick that up.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.